The first coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 4-4 in conference play and 5-6 overall. Northwestern hosts Illinois on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's just go right to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As your mind, if there are no questions in the queue, follow 2 prompts. We'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Espeson, Champaign News Gazette.
Hi, Coach.
Hi, Bob. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, a question I have is, what's the routine for you guys the Friday before home game, and how has that changed over the years?
Can you say that one more time? I didn't get the beginning part. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's your routine for the home games, Fridays before home games?
Oh, yeah. Well, usually we bring the guys in a little bit later in the afternoon, roughly around 3 o'clock. We'll go through, video and walkthroughs, a light Friday practice, and then we'll typically head to the hotel for dinner, non-denominational chapel opportunities and fellowship, and then an opportunity for a snack, and then lights out about 10:30.
And
to be very specific.
Has that changed over the years or not?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. We occasionally would go out to a movie theater, do different things of that nature. It just depends on the kickoff, what time we arrive, if it's a road game, home game, a little different schedule on the road. So it's changed a little bit, but nothing dramatic.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from David Marsh, Associated Press.
Hi, Pat. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, with you guys trying to get a sixth win, and you're not alone in that, in this last week, can you talk a little bit about how big a deal it is to get to six and why that is? I mean, obviously, you'd rather have 9 or 10 or whatever, but it's kind of a hurdle.
Yeah, I mean, last year we got to 10, and we were probably 6 or 7 plays away from being a 5-win team. That's just usually how it is. At least in my experience, here at Northwestern. Disappointed to be 5-6 from a standpoint of the macro, but in the micro, you get ready to play your rival, you throw the records out. A lot of familiarity between our programs, our staffs, the players, obviously the alums. It's a fun week in college football, and nothing different here between our two schools. I think a rivalry built on great respect. One that I think has always operated and been handled the right way. Getting to 6, I think, number one, especially for us on senior day, send your seniors out their last home game, their last conference game as a winner. It puts a great taste in your mouth for the immediate. It obviously gives us an opportunity then to go to compete in the postseason. And then that obviously helps you build your program. Those extra practices are critically important for your program. It's something that I saw some return on that investment a year ago. And, you look at our roster, the amount of young players that we're playing right now due to injury, I think we're in a position to get to the postseason because of that extra work we had last offseason.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Your next question is from Adam Biggers, FanRagSports.com.
Good afternoon, Pat.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, not to shift your focus from Illinois, but I'm kind of looking at the Ohio State game, and you just mentioned, maybe last year you guys were a few plays, but you guys were certainly a few plays away from beating Ohio State this year. I guess what was your guys' secret to success? I mean, I know other than maybe like 4 or 5 big runs, I think you guys played the rush pretty well and only had a couple penalties. What was your secret to success against Ohio State during that 24-20 game?
Well, I don't know if we had a whole heck of a lot of success. I think we hung on to our rear ends. I think it's an incredibly talented football team that's very, very well coached. I think we were able to fit some things properly, but then we didn't fit everything. And when we didn't fit things properly, we didn't tackle well, they made explosive plays, and their skill position players are as good as there is in the country. And they're going to do a great job schematically, putting those young men into one-on-one positions, and it puts a lot of stress on you schematically, defensively, and then it puts a lot of stress on the young men on your defense, talent-wise. So I think it's just one that, you know, is we kind of faced them at a time when they were in a little bit of a, I don't know if you'd call it a rut or a downturn, I don't know, but they just maybe weren't clicking. You know, offense is always about execution and timing and rhythm, and maybe they just weren't executing it as a high of a level, and you see the outcome after they've played us, and then, you know, you see what Coach D'Antonio and his staff and their young men did a week ago. You know, played very well. I just saw the stats. I didn't see the game, but it's an outstanding football team, and I know Coach Harbaugh's team is outstanding too. It should be one whale of a game, and I'm sure it's great for their fan bases and great for Big Ten fans throughout the country.
What in your mind, real quick, is the one thing, I guess, that Ohio, if you can just pick one thing that Ohio State brings to the table, what is the thing that kind of just immediately jumps out about the Buckeyes?
You talking about offensively? Are you talking about as a team or?
Yeah, just overall.
Yeah, I think, speed and aggression, I know it's two, but I think they've got great team speed, and I think they're very physical and aggressive, and they've got a high football IQ. I mean, it's a team that's very, very well coached, and, they put pressure on you in all three phases. They do a great job schematically in the kicking game as well on defense. So that's an outstanding football team. Should be a heck of a game.
Thanks a lot, Pat. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is a follow-up from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
So, Coach, I should ask you this earlier. How important is this game to you personally because of your history with Illinois?
You know, Bob, I'm getting a little older and a little grayer, man. It's not about me. You know, it's about our program. It's about our young men. I've always had great respect for the school. Multiple family members who attended the great university down there. And, it's more about me trying to get and squeeze every ounce that we have out of this team and going to do everything we can to have our guys play our best 60 minutes come this Saturday. It's big for our program. It's big for our seniors. It's big for our school. It's big for all of our alums. You know, we've only got one rival. We only have one trophy game, and it's this one. It's a big game for us, and hopefully our guys will go out and execute and give ourselves a chance to compete to win.
Thanks, Coach.
You bet. Happy Thanksgiving again, bud.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, partner. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our media folks. Appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot. Go Cats. Bye-bye.